This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. The Oregon legislature has just adjourned for the year, leaving some unfinished business when it comes to a state forest that's been the subject of controversy. Conservation groups expressed dismay last year when state officials decided to sell parts of the Elliott State Forest to timber companies. The legislature had the opportunity to shape the future of the forest, but with no action on three different bills, its fate is still far from decided. To get an update on what's happening, we're joined by Jess Burns of EarthFix. Hello, Jess.
Hi, Rachel.
What is the Elliott State Forest, and how is it different from other state lands?
Well, the Elliott is a coastal forest in southwest Oregon, right outside of Coos Bay. It's a little larger in acreage than the city of Portland, if that gives you an idea of how big it is. And about half the trees there are more than 100 years old, so there's some really prime wildlife habitat. What makes it different is how it's managed. It's part of the Common School Fund. Basically, the federal government gave the forest to the state about a century ago, and part of that deal required Oregon to make as much money as possible to pay for public education. And it was a big moneymaker for decades. Between 1960 and 2000, timber sales on the Elliott generated about $400 million for schools.
Then why would the state decide to sell off parts of the forest?
It's really just the same story of timber production all over the Northwest. In the 1990s, the spotted owl and another forest-dwelling bird, the marbled murrelet, they got protection under the Endangered Species Act. And then a few years later, coho salmon were listed. Timber sales slowed, and they finally came to a halt in 2013 on the Elliott because of some litigation. And that meant the forest was actually losing money because the state still had to pay for things like fire protection. I spoke with John Potter. He's a policy advisor with the Department of State Lands. He told me this put the state in a tenuous position.
They're like endowment lands that really should be generating revenue. If not, the education beneficiaries potentially have a beef with the landlord in not meeting that trust mandate that they have. So if the landlord continues to lose money on the property, then it's open to challenge from education beneficiaries.
So the state land board sold about 1,500 acres to timber companies to cover their losses and those legal obligations. And this really created a lot of indignation from public land advocates.
Are there more sales in the works?
Well, not the same kind of sales that happened last year. After the uproar, the state land board decided last December to float a few new options out there. These are things like cutting costs by contracting someone else to manage the forest, completing a habitat conservation plan that would allow timber sales to resume, or finding another public entity or a public-private partnership to actually purchase the land and take it off their hands. A straight-up land auction is still technically on the table, but my sense is that it's being considered as the option of last resort.
So what happened in the legislature this session?
Not much, ultimately. None of the Elliott bills even made it to the floor for a vote. One of those would have forced the state to resume timber sales at a relatively high level. The other two were designed to help the state land board take the Elliott State Forest out of the Common School Fund completely.
Where does this leave the Elliott State Forest?
Well, there's a big decision coming up. The state land board will decide next month what to do. A big message they've been hearing from conservation-minded Oregonians is that the whole system is just fundamentally flawed because it forces a choice between funding education and protecting forests. And critics say these two things should really just be completely decoupled.
Is the state leaning toward any particular way forward?
You know, I get the sense that yes, they are. Right now, there seems to be a preference for finding some kind of public-private partnership to take over ownership. State officials are meeting with stakeholders this month, actually. They're hoping to find groups who want to be part of a larger deal. John Potter with State Lands told me, ideally, this kind of strategy would prevent future lawsuits.
That would be a great outcome. However, you know, this is a very complex issue, and, you know, it's more than likely that somebody is not going to be happy with the outcome in the end. And, you know, we kind of realize that. And, you know, the hope is that enough people can feel like what we have come up with is a positive way forward.
The next stakeholder meetings are coming up this Thursday in Coos Bay. And then a decision is expected at the state land board's next meeting in mid-August.
Jess Burns is with KLCC's EarthFix team. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you, Rachel.
This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald.